This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Round it up first, headed towards Thurgood.
Yeah!
All right, fun with sports audio. This is not so fun, but I wanted to play it because it just baffles me that entities handle situations like this. Yeah. But James Franklin, Penn State again!
Yeah.
Of course, he wasn't there when we had the whole Sandusky thing.
No.
By the way, just popped into my head. There's another credit to Bill O'Brien. You know, Bill O'Brien gets a lot of flack.
Mm-hmm.
But Bill O'Brien was pretty good at Penn State, and he took over right after the worst scandal in college football history.
Yeah, he had to dig his way out of that crap.
So I'm just saying.
Yeah. He does take a lot of flack. Bad GM.
And he takes a lot of flack about in the NFL, too. He's a damn good NFL coach.
Yeah, he's just a bad GM.
I mean, it turns out Deshaun Watson actually sucks. Bill O'Brien, the best coach ever?
Is that possible? Yeah, when Deshaun Watson was there with Bill O'Brien, he was a top 3-4 quarterback in the league. And you think he goes and hangs his hat on that now?
So, where is Bill O'Brien?
Boston College.
Yeah. Here's James Franklin. Okay, so what happened was two Penn State football players... Yeah. Raped a girl, and they've been arrested.
Yep.
They were kicked off the team in August. This happened in July.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's a lot of questions about the timing and when he knew and when they were kicked off and this and that.
Sure.
So, something came out today about it, and Franklin and his little PR staff were trying to get ahead of it, and here's what it sounded like.
Statement yesterday in our program and athletic department. We have no further comment. If you need the statement, please reach out to me or Chris.
Okay, so there's the PR guy. Here comes James Franklin.
Hey guys, any questions?
James, at what point in the summer were you aware that these guys were not going to be on the team?
And James Franklin walks off.
Again, guys, the university already released a statement. If you need the statement, reach out to me or Chris. We'll have no further comment.
And here comes James Franklin.
Are there questions about Wisconsin?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Please keep your questions to Wisconsin.
Hey, guys.
James, he's back. And then somebody asks a Wisconsin question.
He's just like, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
So weird.
Yeah. Control the message. Control the message.
Are they,
and well, I mean, no. I mean,
they make themselves look stupid.
Yeah, you do. You make yourself look
like... And you look like,
you're
hiding something.
Well, because you are.
Why can't you just get up there and say, I can't really talk a lot about it, guys.
Nah,
ongoing stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
You can't answer a question about that?
Nope. It's... I don't know. Like, the way college coaches have been allowed to handle media and scrutiny, it just... And I don't know if it's just a small town sort of thing, because you don't get away with this in the NBA. You don't get away with it in the NFL. You don't get away with it in Major League Baseball. I mean, not to this level. But boy, it sure feels like you can bully the hell out of the media in college. And any sort of pushback, I love it. You just take your ball and go home.
And he just leaves.
Just leaves.
And then kudos to that reporter for asking it.
Yeah.
Right after the guy's like, no questions about this. And then she asks it. And he walks off like a little baby. Like, come on, man. Yeah.
It's a clown question, bro.
Because the bottom line is
God.
There is not. It's not like those reporters are going to get another forum to ask him.
No,
there's not some other. Oh, here's the rape press conference. We'll go do that one later.
No,
like,
I just,
this is the only shot. So if you're a reporter and you're trying to do your job, you have to ask it.
I just you're the head coach of a football team. You control every aspect of it. You're probably the highest paid public employee of that state. Two of your players have been arrested and charged with rape. Someone's going to ask you a question. And if you think that's out of bounds, you're right. A jackass.
Exactly. And you owe it to them to respond as best you can. We get it. We can't say everything.
Nope.
But you got to, like, some respect. Yeah. And by the way, that also, that screams that they did something wrong. Seriously, the way he handled it, he clearly doesn't want to talk about that.
If there was nothing to hide, he would just say, as soon as we found out this, as soon as we had this concrete evidence, we cut our ties.
Yep.
It's a serious thing. It involves the law. It involves people's real lives. Like, we're done talking about it here. I'll talk about Wisconsin.
He knows that if they do some digging on this, he may look bad. Yeah. In how he handled that. Well, and that's why he's being a little
bitch. Well, it's weird. It's like, you know, because they were, quote, suspended during the summer for the mysterious reasons. And it's just, I don't know. The next time a program handles something like this well will be the first time.
God, no kidding.
I'm trying to think of when we've had a serious issue involving a crime, whether that's, you know, a murder, rape, assault, something bad, like one of the bad three or fours that I thought a program has handled really, really well. Cause I just can't think of any.
I mean, the best thing you can do is if something like this happens, you kick the guys off the team right away.
Yeah.
And that's it. And that's probably happened many times.
Yeah. Well, there was a situation when Dan Lanning like first got here where Trayshawn Holden was involved in like a gun related thing. Yeah. And then he got either kicked off or suspended indefinitely, and then the facts came out and he brought him back and said, listen, we needed to make sure that we have this right. We believe the parties, we talked to the people, and here we are.
But, you know, the Florida State, Jameis Winston one was handled terribly. I think there was one at Tennessee where, turns out, if I'm remembering correctly, I think it was Tennessee where the coach was calling police departments and getting info instead of actually doing the right thing. That was the one where like the player ended up getting assaulted by other players because he was actually talking to the police. There was that one. I mean, it just obviously the Art Briles thing. Boise State had one. I mean, other the way Oregon State handled the Luke Heimlich thing was pathetic. It just, I don't know. There's just something about college sports that I just think they do an absolute piss poor job when it comes to these sorts of things. And especially with Penn State's record, you certainly don't have the best one. You would think that maybe you're a little more sensitivity towards it, but no.
Is there an element of like, okay, since my employers aren't going to hold me accountable for this, why should I let the media? Like if they're, it's almost like the coaches are kind of enabled by the people who employ them to do whatever they want and avoid these things. And then
the coaches are the grand poobahs on campus. Yeah. Make no mistake. Yeah. They're the highest paid guys. They're the ones in charge.
Well, but they also get protected by the people who cut their checks.
Absolutely. And I think they also hide behind the amateurism thing. I think they love to hide behind the, well, these are kids and these aren't employees. And, you know, I don't control these things. When you absolutely control almost every aspect of your program, including their lives. But when it comes to anything like this, you love to do the hands-off sort of thing. And like anything else, you're trying to do the bare minimum without facing any sort of serious backlash from it. But very rarely is there any backlash. I mean, in fact, we saw Mike Gundy this year do the ultimate. Like, every coach always does the bare minimum, and then Mike Gundy just decided to just be like, I'm not going to do anything. Remember,
I'm a man! I'm forced!
In fact, I've done what Ollie Gordon's done a ton of times.
Yeah. I mean, and I know, look, I'm not saying, you know, DUI is the same as being accused of rape, but, you know, normally when something like that happens, there's punishment, and, you know, we have to do the whole thing. And Mike Gundy just was like, nah, you know what? I'm just not going to do it. Like, I'm not even going to pretend that I care. I'm just going to say what you all know deep down in my heart is I don't care, and I want my kid to play, so we're just going to play him.
I almost respect that more.
Yeah.
At least he's honest.
Yeah, better
seriously,
than this.
Seriously, I do respect that more. You're saying I don't care about this. Yeah. James Franklin isn't saying anything.
Yeah.
He just points. He's like, someone else.
Slap in the face.
Someone else. Because you want to be the spokesman for everything about your university until it's mildly uncomfortable. And then you're like, I can't possibly answer that.
So former Duck defensive lineman DeForest Buckner.
Yes.
Still with the Colts.
Yes. Injured, though.
He has a teammate by the name of Tyquan Lewis. I don't know if you know, but Tyquan Lewis played at Ohio State.
So we got a little Betsies.
I don't know if you know this, but Oregon just beat Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what it sounded like when DeForest Buckner showed up to a press conference in Indianapolis leading the Oregon Duck mascot out to the podium.
Why is the... So,
see, this specific duck is a bad duck. See, he's a long life Ohio State Buckeye fan. And, you know, with a lot of training and a lot of beating into him, he became Oregon's biggest supporter. Let's go Ducks! Ain't that right?
That's the grand reveal he took.
There's
off the
reveal, yeah. Ty Lue.
It's good times.
Oh my goodness.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
There we go. All right. Everybody have a great day.
And then Tyquan Lewis sloughs off with his head buried in his hands.
Where do you find a...
I don't know, but...
A duck mascot costume big enough for... A giant.
Well, do you think that they sent? Maybe the Ducks sent that to him.
It does not look
official.
No, it looks like
might be a Temu version.
Yeah, it's a Wish or Temu version of the duck.
But clearly, they had a pregame bet, and hey, got to give Lewis credit.
Yeah, he paid it off.
He paid it off
with a smile on his face. So I'm guessing that DeForest Buckner would have had to be Brutus Buckeye.
I'm guessing so.
Right, if that had gone the other way. That, by the way, if Buckner has any sort of sense, that photo of him taking the head off, that should be framed and put up in the locker room. It's a great photo. And by the way, DeForest Buckner is a giant human being.
Yeah, he's a stud.
He's absolutely terrifying.
Can't stay healthy though.
No, he's been dinged up.
All right, coming up next, you're
I think
going
he's
to...
back practicing though this week.
I think he's supposed to. He may play this.
Are the Colts? Are they?
No.
The
Colts go as Anthony Richardson goes, and they looked pretty good with Flacco back there, and then they put Richardson back out there again and lost to the Dolphins.
Anthony Richardson is not good. He may be good.
Well, but I'm not talking about
but
him.
But he's not good.
Are the Colts good?
No.
If they had a good quarterback, would they be good?
Well, they had Flacco.
They're not good.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Why?
They're not good. They're just...
Well, that's not an answer. Why are they not good? They're 4-3.
Yeah.
They have a crappy quarterback
mm-hmm.
and yet a winning record. And they'd be in the playoffs if the playoffs started today.
They have beaten the Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
Barely. They have beaten the Titans. Barely.
Well, the Dolphins game, I think the backup went down, right? Didn't
Yeah, that was like where you had to go to the third string, right?
They had to go back to that one guy. Oh, what's his name?
They lost to the Jaguars.
Beat my Steelers.
Yeah, they did beat Pittsburgh and they beat Chicago. When
almost beat Houston.
Both of their offenses were really, really wonky. They're not bad, but you didn't ask me, are they not bad?
I asked you,
are they good? And I feel very confident in saying no.
All right, let me ask you this. They are not good. Is Shane Steichen good?
Yes.
Okay.
Shane Steichen is good.
So they're close to being good. They have a good head coach.
Yes. If they had a better quarterback, they would be good. In fact,
why doesn't he play Flacco then? Flacco looks way better than Rich.
Why don't they go get Stafford?
Because that's what I was saying. Like, they have made their bed and that they are betting on Anthony Richardson turning into Josh Allen.
Who won't do it this year, even if he does it eventually.
But so they're not going anywhere. You cannot win. Anthony Richardson is the worst thrower of the football in the NFL, and it's by leaps and bounds. Now, some of the plays that he can make, there's two other guys in the league that can make them. But for every one of those plays, he has 10 others. Like, Bo Nix has about as bad mechanics as you can find. Bo Nix looks like Drew Brees compared to Anthony Richardson. And you will not beat good teams with Anthony Richardson as your quarterback, nor will he stay healthy. So they're in this weird spot in that they've committed to Anthony Richardson, but Anthony Richardson doesn't even give them their best chance to win. They're a better football team with Joe Flacco, but you can't play Joe Flacco because you can't win long-term with Flacco. And the only way to see if you have anything with Anthony Richardson is to play him. So it's really, you've backed yourself into a corner for probably the next year and a half to where you have to find what you have in Anthony Richardson. And right now, it's bad.
Right. Well, so, they're doing pretty good, all things considered, then.
Yes.
But they're not good.
They're not good. But for what they're working with, absolutely. That is a team that is well-coached and will be a tough out.
All right, I have one more clip. And this one pertains to fantasy football. Mm. I know you are a big fantasy football guy.
Love it.
Played it 1 year and quit.
It was the dumbest thing I've ever done. Not quit. Play fantasy football.
Been doing it 19 years.
So dumb.
I used to play it, but I tell you what, I quit for the same reasons this sniveling little brat kid did. Hmm. That's next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.